Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This segment, the next one, it's just going to be you and me, just the two of us. I've got something I want to say. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and share some thoughts that I have on my mind. And today I want to talk about life and the fact that life is short. You know, in a former life, I counseled from time to time. Of course, I did a lot of, I found out as a consultant to small business owners, a lot of times I was as much of a counselor, maybe even a psychologist, as I was a business consultant. That became very evident early on, and I actually kind of got, I think I got kind of good at it, because I was able to continue my, you know, I was at a successful practice. But when I would counsel small business owners, many of them would be going through very difficult times in their business. And sometimes the circumstances would be so desperate and so dire that the person on whom the business's buck stopped, the owner, the CEO, the founder, that person would be close to being unable to function. If you've ever been like that, small business owners, I have. I've locked myself up before, meaning I just kind of, you know, you just kind of freeze. You're like a deer in the headlights. I mean, things have get so bad. I've told you before. There were times when I didn't think I wasn't going to make it the next day. I didn't know if I was going to make it the next hour. Most of us have been like that. If you haven't, it's probably going to happen one day. It's part of the business, right? So there would be something going on. It would be so bad they couldn't function almost. And having experienced such a state of despair myself, as I said, then whenever they would show up, I would begin to visit. Whenever I'd talk to them about it, they sometimes they just show up in my office and say, "Man, I got big problems. I need you to help me. Things are not going good." And so when we sit down and talk, the first thing I would say to them is, "How are your children?" And they would say, "What?" They always ask that, "What?" And I would repeat the question. And they would invariably respond to my repeating of the question, "They're fine. I'm about to lose my business. Why are you asking me about my family?" To which I would reply, "Okay, but think about this. Does anything else really matter?" So at that point in time, we could settle down and solve the problem once we had the perspective squared away. In 2003, the late 20th century rock star and malcontent Warren Zevon succumbed to lung cancer. I was a big Zevon fan. I still am. He succumbed to lung cancer at 52. My friends, if poets were punctuation, Zevon was a great big bold in-your-face exclamation point in a world with way too many pedestrian periods. He was also a small business owner. You didn't know that, did you? But he was. Having penned songs like my favorite, Werewolves of London, and the now ironic, Life Will Kill You, Zevon was an independent artist working without a net, just like you and me, passionately creating products, just like you and me, in hopes of finding customers, just like you and me, who would appreciate and pay for his wares. And so we did. In preparing for death, Zevon had one very important thing to say. Especially, I think, and I took this to be to small business owners. In an interview, perhaps you saw this, I saw it myself live. In an interview with David Letterman, less than a year before he died, with both of the men knowing Zevon's days were numbered, Letterman asked what Zevon had learned about life. Looking straight through the camera lens And to every soul watching, Warren Zevon said this: enjoy every sandwich. Wow. That just knocked me over. He didn't mean life is short. Go get more sales. The man whose life's work was the definition of a sardonic was saying, breaking news, you're not going to get out of this alive. We sometimes get so wrapped up in our business that we risk losing our grip on the things that really matter. Remember what I said earlier? How are your children? Does anything else really matter? Happiness, health, and those who love us. That's all that really matters, isn't it? Doing what you do to run and grow a successful business is very important. You know that. I know that. You've heard me say that before. You know how I admire you for what you do, small business owners. It's very important. But it's not important at the expense of love. Financial security is something we're all seeking. It's a good thing. But it's not more important than your health. And all the credentials in the world, and I've earned a few of them that I'm very proud of. All the credentials in the world can't begin to move the scales when weighed against having joy in your life. So on the 15th anniversary of the death of one of the great rock and roll anarchists, Warren Zevon, allow me to channel what I've called the Zevon sandwich clarity. Let me give you some Zevon sandwich clarity. Enjoy every sandwich means slow down and live in the moment. Slow down enough to live in the moment. Can you do that? It's not easy, I know. Believe me, if you know me, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that this is not easy for me. But it's advice we give to each other. Slow down enough to live in the moment. Listen to a bird. I do that. Smell a rose, not a metaphorical one, a real rose. And how about this? Hug your kids till they complain. I love that. Hug your kids till they complain. That's my advice to you. I do that all the time. Tell someone you love them. Show someone you love them. Find a way to bless others. Warren Zevon was lucky. He knew how much time he had left. You don't. Life is short. Enjoy every sandwich. Thanks, Warren.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.